All this week, we've been taking a closer look at the situation at San Quentin Prison and the calls for inmates to be released in light of the major coronavirus outbreak inside. Yesterday, state prison officials said as many as 17,000, actually almost 18,000 inmates, may be released early statewide because of the virus, and that is a big jump from previous estimates and a total that victims and police say includes dangerous criminals who should have stayed locked up. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Robert Weisberg, a Stanford law professor and director of the Stanford Criminal Justice Center. Professor, let me ask you, is this the right thing to do, in your opinion, to let these people out early?
Oh, it has to be done, recognizing that letting them out creates its own complications, but this is a lesser of evils choice to make here. The possibility of an exacerbation of the COVID crisis in the prison is pretty likely unless they reduce the number significantly. It's an old cliche, but it's true here. This prison is a petri dish.
Well, and for those who may not be familiar with this, the Supreme Court revoked a lower court order this week implementing stricter health and safety measures. Do you think that will impact the release of these prisoners, getting them out earlier so they don't have to deal with the risk of COVID and the outbreaks? And then where do you send them?
Well, first of all, this is a complicated kind of back and forth among a number of parts of the legal system. And, you know, probably the most significant, you know, legal arena right now is between the federal court and the prisons because lawsuits are continually being filed. And every filing and every response from a judge, you know, depends on the situation at that moment in terms of, you know, the severity of the spread. You have to send them somewhere, and there are certainly places, halfway houses, reentry facilities, various kinds of services and facilities that prisoners go to anyway when they are released, because, of course, you know, for a long time, California has been under injunction to reduce crowding in the prisons. It's just that the outflow of prisoners right now is obviously much greater than would have been expected. It takes an incredible amount of scrambling, and it's going to produce problems. No question about it, but the problems the releases will cause are probably going to have to be risks that we bear as compared to the problem of just having an even more catastrophic outbreak inside.
Our reporter Kathy Novak has been doing a week-long series looking at the situation at San Quentin, and one of the prisoners was released, dropped off at a motel or a hotel, told that here's some phone numbers, you can contact these people for food and supplies that you need, and wasn't able to get a hold of anybody. It just seems like the system is overwhelmed right now. Too much is happening too soon.
That's probably true. And part of it is that, you know, California has struggled over the years, as I said, anyway, in terms of releasing prisoners to solve health care problems. This is the nature of the famous injunction against the state prisons that way precedes COVID. Now, I think that incident you refer to, I'm sure it happened, but it's probably very rare. There are anecdotal instances of this. On the whole, I think the system is set up to place people in, you know, in some situation where they can get help or housing right away. But right now, it's so reactive to short-term, you know, crises that, you know, these bad situations, these bad outcomes that you mentioned might happen. But again, it has to be done more systematically, but it's probably going to have to be done one way or another.
All right, Professor, thank you for your time this afternoon. Robert Weisberg, Stanford Law Professor and Director of the Stanford Criminal Justice Center.